Okay, so the... So if you could read me the numbers out again, if possible, please.
Okay, you've got the ground rent...
The ground rent...
Of £25.
£25. Sorry, is that £25 a month?
A year.
£25 a year, yeah.
Then you've got maintenance...
Maintenance...
Every 6 months...
Every 6 months...
£375.
£375. So if you take this, then it saves me... Just speak into it, if that's possible.
Then building insurance of £272. The total for all these fees is about £1,050. Council tax is quite high. It's £1,647 a year.
Is that band D?
Sorry?
Is that band D?
It is band E.
E is it?
Yeah. It's classified as a luxury... flat. I have taken out something called a chancel shore insurance, which, because this is an old school that belongs to Church of England, and sometimes in areas, if a church needs repair, they sometimes go back to the different buildings that belongs to the church and ask for people to contribute. I took out an insurance that will prevent me from having to contribute for the next 25 years, and that passes on to potential new owners.
Right.
And what was that called, sorry?
It's called Chancel Shore Insurance.
Can you spell that, please?
Chancel Shore.
Insurance.
And yeah, and that's also on this piece of paper that I've printed out for you. You get one parking space that comes with the flat assigned, and there's six guest parking spaces. You can also buy a permit, because there's permit parking out in the road. You can buy a permit that costs £15 a year, so you can keep a car out in the road. For instance, that since I've got several cars, I've got two cars out in the road.
So can you buy two permits, Henry?
You can buy up to four permits.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. The two first permits cost £15 a year, and I think the third and the fourth permit, I think, is £45 or £50 each.
Well, it won't be a great...
And with the permits, you also get 60-day passes, like little tickets that you can leave on the dashboard if you have visitors coming.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see.
Have you got a copy of the drawings, or we're not able to get those at the moment?
Sorry?
Have you got a copy of the drawings?
I've got a copy of the drawings. I'm just doing some notes on them.
Thank you.
So that it would make more sense for anybody who sees them.
Thank you. So you say the builders are coming in roughly about 2.5 weeks, is that correct?
That's correct.
And they'll be here for about 2.5 weeks, you think?
Yes.
So five weeks in total. is there any chance of booking a second appointment once the work's been done, if possible?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, I know, I would. Don't say that O word, it might make me cry. It involves parting with cash, doesn't it? Go on then, you can hold the recording, the phone now, please. You can give your comments.
My comments?
Yeah, come on, you've got to finish the recording off.
What have I got to do with it?
Speak, you know, to see the audio boom.
What have I got to do with the thing? Speak to it?
No, you just do audio boom. You speak.
Well, in my opinion, it's an excellent property with a tremendous amount of potential, which the owner is going to bring into fruition, creating a second lounge. Eventually, you've got three bedrooms, three double bedrooms, and two bathrooms.
Yes, there's
it's excellent. Here.
What I will ask
for. Fantastic place.
I have a printed out brochure as well.
Thank you.
gave to me, so that you don't need to go onto the internet to.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
To look at it.
That'd be good, so I can show colleagues at work, because I've told them that I'm coming to see it, and they saw it online, but it's not the same as.
Okay, so that's.
Thank
that's
you.
The brochure. Yeah. All the other paperwork inside it.
Thank you very much.
I will give you my business card, so you can just call me and arrange to come by any time you like.
Yeah. Freddie's business card has a round top to it. Where did you get these done, Freddie?
It's a place called Storm Media.
Storm Media.
London Road, Leon C. That did them.
Any idea on the price?
They actually did them for me for nothing, because I assisted them in securing their office space. So you say. So I don't know how much they cost, but if you want,
I can always find the details.
Yeah, if you just call and ask for Neil.
Neil is the man, is he?
No, I'm telling that you've got one more business card, and you thought that was quite a nice.
Yeah, it's a nice shape.
Yeah.
Maybe that doesn't make much difference to you, but I think it does. Really, it's just a bit unique, isn't it?
It is, yes.
A bit like this flat, it's a bit unique, isn't it? Really.
Yeah.
How many flats? So there's 14 in total in this building, is that correct?
I think.
You think so?
So there's 7 downstairs, and then, I'm sorry, there's 18 in total, so it's 7 downstairs and 11 upstairs, I think.
You're not sure about the neighbours? What did you say about the neighbours? He just goes to the pub all the time, does he?
I used to go out with a neighbour that lived in number 11, and he has moved out. So and then there's a couple who used to live in Romford, I believe, who moved out here after selling a house, and I think they're retired. So they
What's opposite here? What do we look out onto here in the lounge?
You look out onto the front of the building, where you have the tree that's got the
bench
under it, as well as out onto the road. The road is totally fenced off, so that if you walk around in the grounds, you can't stray out into the road or anything like that. So
this engine's upside down, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah, that's very well noted.
Well, because the
the pistons are
in there.
Yeah,
I thought it must be. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I rode a V8 engine.
2 minutes.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated.
It's just a pleasure.
It's all we've taken a bit longer than.
It was a fantastic experience. I'm impressed. And I'll tell you what, my mum had her parents were both deaf.
Right.
So she chose to become a deaf interpreter.
Right.
And at one point, she was an interpreter for a chap who was deaf and blind.
Really?
He was born deaf and became blind later on in life.
Yeah.
And it is quite a feat to literally spell things out in his hand, in the palm of his hand.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. 1 minute. I'll walk you
down. So we go out the building, turn right again, to the bottom of the road, then turn left.
Yes, and that will take you straight out.
Straight down to Victoria Station.
I'll walk you back.
You sure?
Yeah, definitely.
Who's there? Go see. She's coming.
Come on then, thank you. Right, so Freddie's going to walk us down.
Freddie's kindly agreed to walk us to the train station.
Thank you.
Freddie knows he's just about got a sale, doesn't he? Dan, before you put the bag on, could you put this in the leaflet in it, please? It's too big to go in my handbag, I'm afraid. The leaflet, please. Try not to squash it anymore, please, because...